And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton. The Native American Hall of Honor recognizes Native Americans who've gone above and beyond in representing their tribes and cultures. This year's inductees include Keith Bear, Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, and Wallace Butch Thunderhawk Jr. of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in the category of Culture and Arts. Martin T. Cross Sr., MHA Nation, and Charles W. Murphy, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, in the category of Leadership. Chief Little Shell III, Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa, in the Legendary category. Sergeant John W. Smith, MHA Nation, and seven Vietnam War veterans of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, in the category of Military. And the 1970-71 Turtle Mountain Community High School Wrestling Team, Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa, in the category of Sports and Athletics. Video profiles of each inductee have been prepared by Makoche Studios of Bismarck. We'll be excerpting the audio here on Main Street over the coming weeks. We have the first of those excerpts as we hear about Sergeant John W. Smith, inductee in the category of Military Veteran. In their order of appearance, we hear from Bill Hale, Director of Veterans Affairs for the MHA Nation, Lawrence Baker, the announcer for this year's Santee Lucky Mound Celebration, Gordon Blake, John Smith's grandson-in-law, Marilyn Hudson, longtime historian for the MHA Nation, Terry Blake, John Smith's granddaughter, and Renetta Smith Mandan, John Smith's grandniece. The video starts with a flag-raising ceremony last June at the Santee Lucky Mound Celebration in Partial, North Dakota.
This morning we did the flag raising for our deceased veterans. As soon as we raise their flags, we come in and we do a victory dance. And then shortly after it's over here, they'll feed the veterans. And then the families will, in return, give to the people that helped them.
We just got done with our ceremony of the flag raising. And the United States government has draped this flag of the United States of America, which these veterans served and some died for. And so when that flag is presented back to that family member to hold on to, it's a big deal. It's overwhelming.
And that's why we bring these colors, the flags. We honor our country. We fought for this country. And it belongs to us. That's the way the veterans here see it. And John Smith was one of those men. He was a hero.
When I was a young boy, and I went to my first funeral, military funeral, and John was there. And John was pointed out by my dad, and my dad said, "This is a World War I war hero." And at the time, I did not understand what he meant. But I always remembered that statement my dad said about John. And John was very well respected in what he did as a young man.
John W. Smith was a hero in the Fort Berthold area. Everyone knew that he was had the distinction of being a war hero. I don't think as children we really knew exactly what he did, except that he had gone, you know, far away and fought with the enemies of the United States.
As far as I know, as the story goes, he was 16 years old when he went into the service. And that means he must have told a little white lie about his age.
But when you think about, here's this young man, you know, who lived his entire life on the reservation without any exposure to a bigger world and being sent to France to fight, you know, the enemy, the Germans in this case, and how he was able to get past, you know, all of those barriers that he must have faced.
I'm sure leaving his family and leaving the reservation, which he knew about, it had to be strange.
As a veteran, I understand what John went through at a very young age to not have very much experience in life. But once you're exposed to the horrors of war, it's very hard for an emotional being to express all these things.
That's how they were, you know, just really quiet men. you know, not much to really talk, you know, just, they were really humble people. They didn't, you know, that I word wasn't part of their vocabulary. It was we. And I'm sure, you know, the battles that they fought were, you know, they kind of, some of that stuff they probably kept to themselves, you know.
He told his mother on certain occasions about what took place there as a young man in combat. And he said that he met the enemy and they went hand-to-hand combat. And that's how he earned his Silver Star in gallantry.
He sent pictures of France under siege. There were notations on them, you know, this building shelled down, this building was shelled down. He also sent an insignia, military insignia, the big red one, and he was always proud of the fact that he served in the infantry there.
John Smith wrote in one of his letters, "I am proud that I was the first to enlist and spend more days in trenches than the rest of the boys from this reservation. I've had some close calls, too." While going over to the Soissons Drive, July 18, 1918, a big shell lit about 2 feet to the right of me and exploded but didn't kill me. It killed two men on the right of me. I was just black with powder. That's all, and if you don't call that luck, machine gun bullets tore my britches all up the same day, too. I think I'm the luckiest Grovan.
Me being the youngest in my family, you know, my uncle used to really talk to me. One of the things he used to always tell us, you know, whatever you do in life, don't be afraid, you know. You face it. That's really good advice.
Again, that audio comes to us from Okoche Studios, which has produced videos for all of the inductees to the Native American Hall of Honor.